Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The conflict in the Middle East shows little sign of stopping. The Israeli military said Hezbollah had fired dozens of rockets and several drones into northern Israel on Saturday, killing at least one person, with one drone directed at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's holiday home in the northern Israeli town of Caesarea on Saturday. His spokesman added that the premier was not in the vicinity and there were no casualties. Jeffrey is a Caesarean resident.
I suppose it was coming. I suppose it was to be expected that they would try such a thing. In terms of being disturbed, again, you live here long enough, you've been through so many wars. It's part of living in this country, and ultimately we're going to have to deal with it. Ultimately, we're going to have to put an end to it.
Lebanon's health ministry said on Saturday that at least two people were killed in an Israeli strike near the Christian-majority town of Junia, north of Beirut. According to hospital officials and an Associated Press reporter, dozens of people have been killed in several Israeli strikes, including children in Gaza, in less than 24 hours. Tokyo police say a man was arrested after throwing several firebombs into the headquarters of Japan's ruling party in Tokyo, then crashing his car into the fencing of the prime minister's residence. There are no reports of injuries. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
Police identified the man as 49-year-old Atsunobu Usuda. Japanese media reports say social media posts believed to be Usuda's show him complaining about the great deal of money required to run for office under Japanese law. For many, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party is increasingly unpopular with the public amid a ballooning money scandal. Balloting is set for October 27th for the lower house of parliament. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The involvement of North Korean troops in the Russian invasion of Ukraine would be a huge escalation risk, Ukraine's foreign minister told a joint press conference on Saturday alongside his French counterpart in Kyiv. This is a huge risk of further escalation of the Russian aggression against Ukraine. It's a huge risk as it further intensifies and lets the war outgrow its current limits and territorial borders. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused North Korea this week of deploying officers alongside Russia and preparing to send 10,000 soldiers to help Moscow's war effort. Russia and North Korea both deny they have engaged in arms transfers. The Kremlin also has dismissed South Korean assertions that North Korea may have sent some military personnel to help Russia against Ukraine. The Interfax news agency cited Russia's defense ministry on Saturday that the Russian forces have taken over the village of Zoryana in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. Defense ministers from the group of seven major democracies met in Naples on Saturday to discuss the war in Ukraine and the current situation in the Middle East. Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto welcomed his counterparts.
The bond that keeps us united is solid, based on common value of freedom and an unconditional trust in the international law. With this message of unity and firmness, I'm officially opening the work of the G7 defense, confident that our discussion will be able to deliver tangible and measurable results.
The ministers will meet in two sessions, while bilateral activities are expected to take place afterwards. Gunmen killed a Mozambique opposition lawyer and a party official Saturday after firing multiple rounds at a car in which they were traveling, rights groups said, ratcheting up tensions ahead of protests against a disputed election result. New opposition party Podemos and its presidential aspirant, Venancio Mondlane, reject provisional results showing a likely win for Frelimo, the party that has ruled Mozambique for half a century, and its candidate, Daniel Chapo. They have called for a nationwide strike on Monday. Cuba restored a trickle of power to its grid on Friday after the island plunged into a countrywide blackout following the collapse of one of its major power plants. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The vast majority of the country's 10 million residents were still in the dark on Friday night. Scattered pockets of the capital Havana, including some of the city's major hospitals, saw lights flicker back on shortly after dark. A local, Rafael Pedro Gomez, says small children, the elderly, and the sick were suffering the most from the outage.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.